Adventures in the Screen Trade by William Goldman. Read by James Quinn. In August, we heard from Warners that they liked my screenplay and we were a go. The movie was to become a reality. All the President's Men had been the most difficult and complicated movie work I'd done till then. It's now fall. I'm back in New York in my office, and the phone rings. It's Redford. He says that Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein are with him, and why don't I come on over? I go on over. Redford's in the living room, Woodward's in the living room, Bernstein's in the living room. And there is a script on the living room table. I say hello to Redford, shake hands with Woodward, shake hands with Bernstein. And now, there is this silence. And that script is still on the living room table. Then Redford said, really the most extraordinary thing. Listen, Carl and Nora have written their version of the screenplay. I just stood there. Probably I blinked. But I sure couldn't think of anything to say. As a screenwriter, I test very high on paranoia. But all those nightmares, and on occasion, they've all happened, are within the studio system. But for two outsiders, a hotshot reporter and his girlfriend, to take it upon themselves to change what I've done without telling anybody and then to turn it into the producer, a go project, remember? Not in this world possible. But there was their script on the living room table. I stood silently staring at the thing, and I wanted Redford to scream at Bernstein, "You asshole! Get out of here! Don't you know what you've done?" Redford said, "I've gone over it a little, and I think you ought to read it." I wanted my producer to defend me. I'm 8 months on the project now. I've done a decent job. Warner said yes. I wanted to hear, "You dumb, arrogant son of a bitch, Carl. I'd like you to shove that script where the sun don't shine." Redford said, "I think there might be some stuff in it we can use." I'm up to here with Watergate. I'm going crazy. I'd fretted and drunk too much and stayed up nights because I couldn't make it work until finally I did make it work and I wanted acknowledgement that a terrible breach had been committed. Redford said, "We all want the best screenplay possible. So I need to look it over. We're all on the same side. We all want to make as good a movie as we can."